All right, what's your name, major, and age?
My name is Taylor Oversmith. I am a social work major, and I am 21 years old.
All right. So, where do you currently study?
I study at James Madison University.
And where did you grow up?
I actually grew up about 15 minutes away from JMU.
Where would that be?
It's Mount Sydney, Virginia. It's this tiny town. If you, like, blink, you'll miss it, pretty much.
So, would you where would you, in the grand scheme of the United States map, say that was? North, south, west, east?
East coast, you know, in Virginia, pretty much. Like a southern area of Virginia.
All right. Big town?
Oh, no. Where I grew up, literally, there's like a post office and like a gas station.
All right. So let me just ask you to start out by saying or recalling a memory, your first strong memory of being in a bookstore.
A bookstore. Honestly, I kind of grew up in bookstores. Bookstores and libraries and, you know, my whole life I just was like kind of a bookworm. My dad works at a book printing company, so I had a lot of books available to me. One of my big memories of actually being in a bookstore, I don't know how old I was, but I remember I really wanted the very first Harry Potter. And so I asked my parents, like, take me. And they were finally like, okay, yeah, no problem. Like, we'll finally get around to it. And I think it's a big memory I have of, like, oh, wow, like, buying my first book kind of thing.
So, you know, after that, were you going to the bookstore often or rarely?
You know, like, in terms of buying books, going to the bookstore, I went a little bit less, honestly. We kind of went to the library a lot as a kid. My parents, I mean, would take me to the library, like, the local library where I had my own library card, and, you know, the school library. There was more libraries than bookstores, but when I found a book that I loved, that I actually was like, oh, I'm going to read this over and over, that's when I'd make my parents take me to the bookstore.
All right. So, what, around you, growing up, how many bookstores were close to you?
I remember there was the Greenville Valley Bookstore, and, you know, as a kid, they would just take you there relentlessly on field trips. There was a Books A Million, and eventually they made a Barnes & Noble. They put one up in Harrisonburg. So there were, like, maybe a couple. There weren't, like, a million. I know if you go to the city, they've got, like, Borders and all these, like, bookstores.
All right. So are all those bookstores that you grew up with open still today?
Greenville Valley Bookstore's open. Barnes & Noble. Is Barnes & Noble closing? I don't know. No, they're not. Okay. Yeah, then all of them are open still. They moved locations. I remember the Books A Million. I think it used to be over, like, in a different part in Harrisonburg, and then they moved it to the mall.
Right. So what kind of books as a kid were you looking for? Were you looking for pleasure reading, stuff for school? Was it your parents forcing you to read, or were you just genuinely interested in reading?
Honestly, I generally was interested. I was one of those people who had more book friends than I did. You know, I was always in a book. I was always had my head in a book. And I, you know, I just, like, love to read. And I would, like, I was kind of, like, an advanced kid, so I would read books that were kind of out of my depth sometimes. I remember being in, like, the 7th grade and reading, like, all the old, like, Bronte, like, Pride and Prejudice and, you know, Wuthering Heights. And I'm like, if I read them now, I'd probably understand a lot more than I did in, like, the 7th grade. But, I don't know. It was still, like, a real pleasure to read. You know?
So, do you see kind of a difference in the kinds of books targeted towards the younger generation now than they were when you were a kid?
Yeah, I feel like there's always been, like, fantasy novels and stuff. I remember as a kid, there used to be just a lot of, books about, like, adventures and things. I don't know. I feel like now it's all vampires and teen drama and, you know, things like that.
All right. So, now as an adult, you said you were a social work major. Are you going to the bookstore or library as often as you used to as a kid?
I'm not going to the library as much. I actually am going to the bookstore more than I'm going to the library now.
Why do you think that is?
I have my own money to spend now. Unlike my parents, begging them to always pay for books. Although I feel like they, you know, naturally would. Also, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the only time I go to the library now is to go for school rather than pleasure. And the bookstore is pleasure.
So do you buy, when you buy books, do you go to the bookstore and buy them, or do you order them online?
That's hard. I actually haven't bought any books online. I've, like, looked at book reviews online, and then we'll usually take that information and then go to the bookstore and be like, oh, I wonder if they have this or this. I'll sometimes go on the bookstore online thing to see, like, their top sellers and see, like, what's popular.
So is it safe to say that you prefer to read a book in your hands rather than, like, on an e-reader?
Oh, yeah. My dad, working for a book printing company specifically, like, e-readers, Nooks, Kindles are, like, off limits. I think he would smack me in the face if I got that. But also, I just, the feeling of an actual book, I just don't like reading online as much. Like, when we take, like, online readings and stuff, I feel like I'm just not absorbing it. Like, the feeling of a book in my hands where I can just, like, turn, I don't know. I prefer actual book than an online book.
So, would you say, in regards to reading and book purchasing, you are in the majority in your generation of people? Like, are other people doing as much reading as you?
No, there's no way anyone's doing as much reading as me. I mean, I have friends here and there, like, reading all the time and buying books all the time and filling their rooms up all the time. But, you know, I mean, I have those friends, but I feel like we're the smaller majority. I feel like the instant gratification of TV and social media now is kind of cutting off the need for books and, or the yearning for books in most people's lives. Unless it's like a huge, like, bestseller, 50 Shades of Grey. I feel like I'm not even seeing my friends really read, unless it's for class.
So do you think by, turning books into movies, it's helping or hindering bookstores and books in general?
I feel like turning all these books into movies is kind of just classifying which books are popular and which books need to get recognition. Just because a book doesn't have a movie attached to it doesn't mean it doesn't deserve a movie attached to it. I feel like, though, at the same time, when it comes to some of the younger generation, like I said, with the social media, when a book's turned into a movie, I feel like there's a better chance of them going to read that book, maybe. Like, it just gives it, I don't know, I think it's a, like, a pros and cons both ways.
All right. So, going back to your childhood and relating that to now, when you went with your parents to a bookstore, how long would you stay in the bookstore versus now, or compared to now?
Okay, I honestly think I would stay longer as a kid than I do now. Because, like I said, I would, like, right now I would, like, research with books. Or I would, like, get opinions or, like, go to the bed. Like, you know, I would just, like, I would go in, have a, like, idea of what I wanted and get that. As a kid, this, like, bookstore is this, like, magical thing where you just, like, peruse, like, a million books. And, you know, honestly, my parents would end up being like, okay, Taylor, like, you need to pick out what you want. And I'm just, like, standing there with, like, five books trying to decide which one I want. And half the time I'd probably end up getting them all. But, you know, like, as a kid, like, there was just so many, like, I saw, like, this magical world of so many options, whereas an adult, it's, I don't know, I have my mind set up kind of before I even get in the bookstore, oh, I want this kind of book, or I want this kind of theme, or I want, like, this bestseller, or something like that.
Do you see kids when you're in the bookstore ever?
In the kids section, and also with their parents, but, yeah, no, I mean, I'm not saying I have, yeah, no, I feel like I see kids every single time I go in the bookstore.
So, are they, do you see similarities in how they act at a bookstore and how you acted as a kid in a bookstore?
I mean, I was, like, a real quiet kid, so even though I was, like, amazed by all these books, I probably didn't look, like, externally as, like, but, yeah, no, usually, I think the past couple times I've seen kids, they're just, like, running around, though, like, with their little, you know, excitement, so, what was the question? No.
Compared to you in you and other kids,
I mean, yeah,
in the bookstore, are they acting the same now?
Yeah, only difference is I feel like kids now have cell phones, which is strange to me. Like, Taylor did not have a cell phone when she was going to the bookstore. Taylor went to the bookstore because she wanted entertainment, you know.
Gotcha. All right, and just to wrap things up, where do you see books and bookstores in about 10 years in the future?
I hate to say that they're going to get scaled down because of the really prevalence of online books, online like books for not just like reading and pleasure, online books for campus textbooks, online books for, you know, sometimes it's more convenient than getting a book shipped out, you know, going to buy a book to have it online. I would hate to say that, mostly because how big books are in my family, but with technology today and with the advancements, and you know, first it's like the newspaper is getting scaled down because less people are looking, get actually buying a newspaper, they're looking online. So when they have that option with books just as much, and more people are used to, you know, they don't care about having an actual book in their hands, they just want to read, I think they will eventually scale down. Maybe not in 10 years, I mean, you'll probably see a significant change in 10 years, but I feel like in the next probably 20 years, bookstores are kind of become unneeded, or, you know, or just a place to buy, you know, materials to, like, electronic materials to buy, like, read books. So, you know, as much as that saddens me, I feel like there's only one direction that can go with.
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting me question you.
No problem.